everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I'm going to make this video really quick. I have been wanting to, of course, get back to you guys here. Even before this moment in time, life has been full. And I'm using that term fullness. Full, and I'm about to start bawling here. Not because my life is full. You know, when we hear that word full, we think that it is tons of great things that are just pouring in. Great things like maybe wealth or everything is just going our way. Okay, that's not what fullness is about here. And if you hear outside noises, oh gosh, look at all these emotions today. I'm sitting in my granddaughter's room that I have begun. It's still coming together. I have been working on it throughout this past 2 weeks here and there. I began it. So this was Barb's room. My mother-in-law, who has transitioned on into some other form. Back in January, I have waited until this month here, 2 weeks ago, to begin this process, of course, allowing my family the needed time to heal and so that we could get a more comfortable spot for my granddaughter. So I just wanted to add that to it, to my video, because this is where I'm sitting at, and I don't know why. Well, I know why. The emotions are coming up, so here I am. I just wanted to share that piece. This is a room, as you all know, where I cared for my mother-in-law. And now it's being used for... So, you know, caring for my mother-in-law was sad moments. Difficult moments, and now it's becoming more warm. There's warmth coming back into this room, and I guess I'm feeling it here today. When I use that word or term of fullness here, it does not mean it does not mean that there is not a negative experience within it. If you are full, if you are awakening here to receiving full consciousness, I think you are, hopefully you already know what fullness really means. It means that even in your darkest moments, you are receiving light. The past 2 weeks have been completely full in our reality here. And this year has just, we're into the eighth month already. Gosh, this year has been challenging. That's a word we all know. For us, lots of changes are taking place. And it seems to be taking place on a grander scale, continuously, if you will. And, this past 2 weeks have been like that. I have been in, because of my growth, I see these challenges, as a way to still become more full of life, full of light, full of consciousness. And how we perceive our challenges or experiences is all depends on our state of mind. And please keep in mind, whenever I say state of mind or you hear another person speaking about that, it doesn't mean that you are mentally challenged. It doesn't mean that you are ignorant or stupid. It means you don't understand. And even in that term, you do not understand, we can tend to pick up on a negative idea there. And because you don't understand doesn't mean you're wrong. But the ego likes to come in and make you feel vulnerable or attacked when you hear those words, I do not understand, or you don't understand. And we end up taking it as someone's calling us stupid and attacking us mentally or intellectually. And that is not what I am talking about here. Consciousness deals with a type of knowledge that can only be experienced. Consciousness has nothing to do with what you can remember. It has nothing to do with what you pick up by reading anything. Nothing. Consciousness that's full of light is full of somebody who is actually understanding their experiences. You must go through it to understand it. You'll hear me speak about this often. Stop reading. Stop reading and stop associating yourself with certain ideas, certain groups, even when it comes to me. Okay? And this is why it's so beneficial for you when I don't make a video every single day. I am helping you detach from the need to know and learn from myself, because the greatest teacher you are going to have is from you. So this video, which I guess I never even attempted to explain, is deals with the Lionsgate portal, which is closing here August the 12th, and we know what today's date is. Life has been progressively moving at a grander scale. Yes, today's the 12th. That I just am not focusing on time, and this month of August is already halfway through, and life is just speeding up. And even though, so I meant to make this video yesterday, I really wanted to yesterday, and actually even the day before, I just stopped. You know, life moves on for us. And we have to be able to, you know, every time that I feel like, oh my gosh, I really need to get this information to you guys, I have to make myself stop. Because something within me is still trying to control something. And I settle down and allow it to just happen whenever the greatest opportunity is. And today is the day. And it's after everything. So I wanted to include more information about the Lionsgate in itself. And also about the full moon in Aquarius, which of course is taking place or took place within the Lionsgate portal, which was yesterday. Anyway, but please know that even though I am late in getting this information to you, you could still be going through this information, this energy. And of course, the Lionsgate portal is just an opening of information for you to a different transition. Okay, so we are still going to feel or go through the lessons of the Lionsgate portal for some time. I also wanted to make a note that it was a super moon yesterday in Aquarius. And that is the fourth consecutive super full moon that we have experienced here, making it even more intense. So before I even begin, I also wanted to add what I have been going through. Not so much this week, but it was last week. What day is it today? Today is Friday. Yes. So last week was really crazy for me. Crazy in the term I was going internally. I was going crazy internally myself, okay? It was really hard for me to shake. And I rarely go through these periods of moments where I can't shake myself from these emotions. But I know that when I am, it's an intense purification. It was really hard for me to fight this last week. I was so angry at everything. Everything and nothing. Okay. There was nothing that was upsetting me, yet I was very upset. I was also, I guess, judgmental I can look at people and just get angry by looking at them. And therefore began this, you know, judging type of an attitude type of thing. I was very irritated, very angry, very irritable. I got to the point of last week, Friday, and I just started to cry with my husband. I said, I am so tired. And I was really exhausted too. Not sleeping, and still, I'm still going through a physical body pain for almost 2 weeks now of this physical pain of the body expanding. And mostly at nighttime, mind you, when I grow the most. We all grow mostly at night. It's our time of healing, but also of becoming. So our lessons throughout the daytime can tend to embed, if you will, while we are attempting to sleep. So if you are going through periods of lack of sleep, please understand it is actually when you are really trying to become more. So depending on the type of individual that you are or what you have chosen for your own growth, perhaps you are chosen to grow more at night. But, you know, within the darkness comes the light. And so perhaps that is why you have chosen it. Some people are might be the opposite, where they grow more during the daytime and might experience more pain throughout the day or whatever the symptoms throughout the daytime, and then are knocked out, you know, and resting peacefully at night. But you could be the exact opposite. So there's no right or wrong. It's whatever path you have chosen. So I was really irritated with my own self, because I know that whatever I am feeling, it's because of me. It has nothing to do with somebody else. It has nothing to do if somebody says something still that might be rude. If it bothers me, I know wholeheartedly it's because I have an issue with something. And it's always that emotion. So I was dealing with lots of anger, lots of bitterness, just being agitated. And I had my granddaughter a lot last week. We had so many sleepovers. And I still was feeling this. And it really irritated me that I was feeling this way around my beautiful granddaughter. And it was really difficult for me to not project it, even to her. And I'm not saying I was mean or anything like that, but I was, you know, because my energy was off. I wasn't the same. I wasn't the same. I was just very tired as well, and that exhaustion just made me not want to play as playful or as loving. I did it. I did everything, but I didn't do it with pure intent, okay, with pure light. And I'm trying not to beat myself up for all of this, because I know, I understand now what is going on. And I understood it after a certain point. But we have to go through an X amount of something, if you want to call it suffering, learning, growth, whatever it is, in order to know what is taking place, to understand it. Truly, you have to go through it to experience it, to understand it, to become it, and to awaken more consciousness. So by, I guess, Saturday of last week and to Sunday, it began to ease off a little bit more. So our lives here have been really, really challenging. So, or if you will, not, you know, negatively for myself, but progressively things are just happening. You know, we had, it was almost like a tornado come through here. Not a true tornado. I forget what they actually called it, where it's strong enough winds to damage, but not considered a tornado. But tore down a couple of trees here anyway, and nearly, you know, could have really damaged the home and property, but luckily it didn't do as much as it could have, but it was still enough to cause challenges in our lifestyle and of course the bank. So lots of things, and then cleanup, of course. You know, stress. My husband is going through some things because of it. Lots of time being spent on it, and my husband is still working on the leftover debris, trees that I can't help him with. You know, these are extra large trees, things that I just can't do. And so he's feeling lots of extra heaviness there in that aspect. So we had all of that, and then my grand, you know, just lots of things going through in the air conditioner. Was frozen, you know, and we were like, oh gosh, now we have to get a replacement for that. And those aren't cheap. So, but thankfully that all worked out, and lots of other things. Okay. But you know, it's, I know you have to understand that the clearing process doesn't just take place internally. The clearing process takes place within our reality as well. So if I'm clearing, it's going to eventually affect my surroundings, my environment. If my husband is clearing, then it's going to affect our environment. If my father-in-law is clearing, and these, of course, are people who are hopefully are aware of their own expansion. But because I am aware, I can alter the consciousness of somebody else who is involved within me, my reality. That's why I can help you as well, if you feel connected to me, shift in your own consciousness for a more positive perspective or awakening, if you know you feel that it is something that we have a connection with. And of course, my mom, I'm helping her, although we're not always together, it still happens because we share same like energy. So I began to understand why I was going through it. And I was like, oh, duh. But life has been so busy, a little more heavy, or challenging, that I totally forgot that we were going through the Lionsgate portal. Life just crept up, and eventually I was like, oh, it's August. And then now, oh, it's August 8th. It's like, oh my gosh, this is why. Now, Leo the lion deals with the heart. When we have too much fire in the heart, anger, oh, willpower, strength, control in its negative form is disastrous. And it will take your ego and have that ego become more, more intense, more strong, and more controlling. I realized I was purifying the heart even further. You know, even though I may have explained that my higher intelligence has spoken and saying I am nearly done, just because I have gotten that, and here's the thing I want you to understand, I kept myself in check. You have to stay humble, even by being given that information. Had I allowed my ego to run away with that information, I could have stopped my own expansion. And I mean, however many months ago I received that information of you are nearly finished, I could have got truly excited. Oh, wow, I'm almost done. And then got through a level of expansion with whatever the energy is going through and thought I was done. Okay? I could have thought that I was done before I was done. That's when the ego takes over, and the ego takes the downward spiral and takes you down into hell. And it's going to be the ego that tells you that you are over or at this level of expansion, but you're in the dark part of the veil or the darkest part of the tree. So you have not risen above to the tree of life, of good. You have risen descended into the depths of hell, of the tree of evil. So of course, and that means the death as well. Now, even though when we are trying to expand, we're going to experience death-like symptoms. And that is because we are trying to decrease and annihilate the ego completely, freeing ourselves from all suffering. So if you have an emotion, and I was purifying anger and agitation, fire of Leo. So much. And I want you to understand, though, the heart is where Christ is going to sit and become, or your inner being is going to first sit within your heart, the heart of Leo, and become either something powerful and free, powerful in the form of, I know who I am. There's no need to overreact. There's no need to feel controlled. I am at peace type of power. Inner power, not the type of power that needs to control another human being. That's the ego. Anytime that you are trying to change somebody's mind by embedding a belief into them, beating that sense into them, it's like a mom and dad who is always bickering to their children. And the child turns off their ears, really, and doesn't hear anything that a mom and dad is talking about. Because, oh, mom and dad are always trying to control me and not let me do anything. And what happens? That child goes and does the exact opposite of what mom and dad says to do. Growing up, a lot of kids probably snuck out, even though their parents said, no, you're not going to do this, whatever, you're grounded, whatever. No, they go back and they do something else. It's even worse. That's the ego that's still in play, controlling your inner being and making you act out improperly. So I was purifying deep within my heart. All of this, even though there was no true cause, nothing outside of me was making me feel that way. It came from inside of me. Inside somewhere that I didn't even know that it still existed. I was like, why is this here? I wake up completely fine. I come, go to the kitchen to get my coffee, and I'm already irritated. I'm already angry, and nothing nothing's at fault. It's just there. And it lingered until I was done. Until I had an awareness of what I was going through. So you have to go through a certain amount of suffering. Suffering. And then you have to understand why he went through that suffering. If you're somebody who says, oh no, it's that person's fault. You made me feel this way. And if you're blaming somebody else, you're blaming your family, your friends, your reality, you're missing what's going on internally with you. So Leo, the Lionsgate portal, of course, we all know that it's dealing a lot with that Egyptian energy. And let's talk about the Sphinx here. The Sphinx in Leo is all about harnessing and balancing the four elements, because the Sphinx contains the man, the lion, well, like the four beings that Ezekiel ended up seeing. And I can't even think of anything right now. So you have the four elements, man, lion, bull, and eagle. The four elements that you must be able to contain within you. I was, of course, apparently anger. Too much fire. Too much heat that just was there. But it doesn't mean that it was a bad experience. It was not a bad experience for me. I had to go through it. Of course, I didn't like it. And I got to a point of just laughing it off, And eventually it moved away. And because I realized what I was going through, self-realization at every given moment. And when you realize it without blaming, without a judgment, without expectation, you raise your consciousness. When you are going through that experience and still having compassion, and I had to do lots of forgiving that week. It was really hard for me to be that person. I did not like being so angry and taking that anger out on my family or not being my loving self, especially around my granddaughter. The very loving and nurturing, I loved her, I held her. It wasn't the same because I was going through some junk internally and I had to go through it. When she came back over, I guess it was Thursday, I can't remember, last week, I went down to her level and I said, "Skye, Nini is so sorry. I was cranky all this week, and Nini is really sorry for being cranky and being angry." And she patted my head. She said, "It's okay, Nini," in her little baby voice. The Lionsgate portal in itself, which is just now closing, is teaching you how to harness all of those elements, all four elements, so that the fifth element of ether works for you. If you, every day, how are you feeling? And it was so off key for me, and my mom also was going through a lot of the anger the same time. I noticed my husband was dealing with some things as well. He ended up managing it a whole lot better than I did. He really did. So I give him props for that. I saw how well he was doing, and he was really supportive for me, and the way that I needed him to be. So maybe you were going through this as well. And that's why I'm making this video today, and I wanted you to really hopefully understand why you were going through that. And it could be a different emotion for you. It goes with the four elements: fire, air, water, and earth. So you have, it could be a certain emotion that is dealing with any of those elements. And once you do, this is when, and I keep talking about, once the energy rises above the heart, then it can go into the crown. We are always the energy, no matter what, will go up and down, as continuously as it is necessary until, finally the energy is completely purified. It will, ascend and descend until 100% purified. And until it is 100% eliminated of the ego, the only thing that is left is light. So that is the purpose. Aquarius is the water bringer, or the bringer of knowledge. Self-realization. Self-realization. And we're not going to receive this right now. You see, I've received a portion, just a small portion of it, of who I am. And I've actually, I guess going in even, what today's day 28. When I mentioned, maybe in my last video about why I really haven't been exercising, I said it several times in a couple of my videos that, oh, when, God brings me back to exercising, it'll feel natural to me. Or, you know, God wanted me to stop exercising so that I can focus more on my faith and my growth here and expansion. That was an excuse. And I hope you have heard that in my video before and understand it. My ego was making an excuse. Or my inner being, you know, wanted me. I was blaming God in those words. And I also used, oh, well, my mother-in-law needed extra care. All of those were excuses. Excuses. I was tired. I was really tired. And I stopped being good. And it's almost as if I, or Eve, okay, I stopped being good or exercising. Let's just use that in that term. Because I wanted to see who I was, what I was all about, what not exercising, not being good to myself, was all about again. If it meant anything to me. It's not exercising. It's not about looking a certain way. It's why. Why I was doing something and why I wasn't doing something and what's the truth behind it. I was tired and I wanted to learn what it was like to not have to do this. So that if I come back to it, can it truly benefit me in the way that it's supposed to? Am I using it to still look good? Am I using it for others to see me in a different light? How am I utilizing this? And what does it mean for me? Me. I learned something about this. The number one thing is that I was wrong. I blamed or I made an excuse that God wanted me to stop. We are always in control. Always. Our inner being is always teaching us something and we have to realize it. I blamed Barb's care. No, I wanted to stop. I really did. I was tired of having to do it every day. Having to do it every day. To look a certain way. To fit in a certain pair. Or to fit into an outfit. To look appealing to other people. Do you know that I have probably worn the same ugly outfit for the last 4 years? That I have stopped exercising and being a care really intense in this caregiving. You know, I cared I took care of my mother-in-law, and then in the afternoons, after my granddaughter was born, I watched her almost 5 days out of the week, almost. So more all day long, caring for my mother-in-law and cleaning up the mess, and of course my regular family who needs me. You know, for the food and the cleaning and errands, whatever it is. But because of COVID, you know, however long COVID has been in, you know, I stayed home taking care of my family, or Barb, that first year. Then COVID entered, and I don't know how long we're into COVID now. I have been wearing. No, there's no need for me to leave this house other than to go to get the groceries. See my mom from time to time, but you know, when I go see my mom, I'm wearing one other outfit, perhaps, and then I come home and I get back into my work clothes. So, you know, and that, like for my husband, he has seen me in the same thing, and you know, it gets a little boring, gets a little dull. I mean, my mom, she's spoken some things. I wish you would go back to looking like you used to, you know, before I stopped exercising and all my little cute little outfits. And that could really hurt me or that could make me understand her a little bit more. You know, I can't go back. I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to have to fit into being into this category of beauty. I don't. You might not like it, or somebody else might not like it. My husband, I know, doesn't really care to see me in the same outfit. And these are baggy clothes. These are work clothes. And the thing is, my husband wears the same clothes too. Or, you know, same colored clothes for his, you know, cutting the grass. He wears his khaki pants. And then an orange shirt, long sleeve summer shirt, or short sleeve summer shirt. Just, you know, of course, different ones because, you know, but it's the same type outfit every day. But I don't look at him and say, I wish you would wear something different. And it's because I accept my husband. I see my husband as a handsome man, not because of his physical appearance, but because I know who he is. But we all have to learn to see people not for their appearance, not for what they wear, and not how they look for us, but truly what their heart is. And so, you know, I don't know why I added that to this video, but so Aquarius, let me go back to Aquarius, that full moon. Aquarius, when we acknowledge water. Now, Aquarius deals with air and water. When we talk about water, we're always talking about higher consciousness of Upper Eden, if you will, or even the cerebral fluid, and also Lower Eden, which is going to be in the womb or the sex area, and two types of waters here. And this is the water that in Lower Eden that Christ was able to walk upon. He was able to walk upon the waters because he had control over the water. So the combination, though, because we're dealing with Leo, lots of fire, because it's also in the heart. If you have, you can be dealing with that type of element. Then air elements and water elements. And when I say the element, though, of course, you have to associate it with an emotion that deals with those types of things. Anytime we are dealing with the Lower Eden or lower waters, we can deal with lots of ego, lots of pride in the negative aspect of it, the need to have, and the need to look a certain way, the need to fit in, the need to obtain. You can be feeling lots of being out of control. You can feel as if, you know, so much is on your shoulders. And I know for myself, lots of exhaustion. I mean, flat to the wall exhaustion, the type that doesn't allow you to breathe air. When we are having a change in consciousness, you know, of course, the heart pumps because we are taking in a breath. So we're taking in oxygen. And when the blood is pumping throughout us, if it has been purified through the breath, the blood is therefore purified. If the blood is purified, so is the CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid. This changes your brain. This changes your spine. This changes your blood. This changes your body. This is why you can feel as if you are not yourself any longer. You can feel a little out of body. Now, since I mentioned out of body, when we are especially working through this Lionsgate portal, and you will continue on, if you can learn what astral projection is about. Astral projection is not actually about you being able to consciously travel somewhere. It's how to consciously understand. Consciously understand. To be able to, and this is going to be hard to explain, it's as if you are able to perceive consciously all about your everyday experiences, you are learning to astral project properly. You need to be able to be within your body, but be within somebody else's perspective simultaneously. There. I hope that makes sense there. I think that's going to do it. That is what astral projection is about. Except we are being taught by lots of people on YouTube, and you can read all about it, how to astral project so you can go to a different star system or even see Egypt. Now, I know in my early on, when I was first awakening, Egypt was the first place that I traveled to, other than going through the central eye, going through the eye. And that's not, you know, I had to learn. My consciousness was learning to be able to be in two places simultaneously, or to learn about life simultaneously. So that's something that you should be learning here. And if you are consciously sitting around trying to project yourself into a different reality, you know, I can't tell you exactly what to do. You know, we have so many YouTubers here who are teaching you how to, or trying to teach you how to astral project, open your third eye, become wealthy, figure out your star seed origin and connect, and also channeling, and lots of other things. When you are always focusing on finding out what your star seed origin is, you're forgetting about who you really are. If you are trying to channel somebody else into you, you are forgetting who you are. Now, the truth is about all of this, and it's really hard. It's going to be really hard for lots of you to believe, and you take whatever you can from my videos. But a lot of these people are trying to make you believe something here, that you should find out who your starseed origin is, or how to astral project, or open your third eye and develop wealth, manifesting things, all that kind of stuff. And then they teach you they make another video on how to detach. If you are focused on a starseed origin, how to open your third eye, how to astral project, you are attaching yourself to an idea or to a starseed origin or astral projecting. You really have to let go of all of that in order to find out who you truly are. It's hard. I know, it's hard to understand until you do it. That's why consciousness, full of light consciousness, Christ consciousness, is the only thing that's going to teach you. You must go through it. Just try it. I would love for you If you have been trying to figure out who your starseed origin is, try not. Let it go. Let the idea go. What does Jesus try to teach us? To detach. That, and I can't think of it right now, that the mind and the heart is going to be transformed completely. So if you're being taught anything, you know, a lot of these influencers are doing this, and I'm not saying money is bad, I'm not saying that, but they're doing it to get you to purchase this, to do that, and do this, and you'll stay more connected with them, and they will become more wealthy, more well known, whatever it is. Now, if I were out to, in my first idea, of course, when I began my YouTube channel, was as long as I made one video a day, just like one of my, I used to follow him early on in my process, until it just began to not seem right any longer. I used to think, because he did it as well, one YouTube video a day for a year, and he gained all kinds of followers and is a huge success right now. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it did not feel right for me in my inner being. And my guidance was teaching me to let go, because true detachment teaches you to let go of all things. Empty your mind completely. Empty it out completely. Have no need, and you will become your true self. You will know. So here, and another thing I want to mention here, and of course this video was supposed to be really, really quick, and here it is lingering. You know, it's if we think of Christianity here, and people are always saying, "Oh, I believe in Jesus Christ, so I am going to be saved." And they think just because their mind thinks it, that it is true. I want you to think of it like this. That type of mentality, and of course, I had that previously as well. Oh, yeah, I believe. But really, I was terrified of Christ because I didn't get to know Christ at all. You can read the Bible left and right. You can go to church and listen to what the preacher says. That means you are just now doing something that somebody else is telling you to do. Somebody else is now in control of the seat. Christ is not in control of the seat. Somebody who is before you, reading the Bible to you, trying to make you understand it, is teaching you something. Not you, not Christ. Christ is not teaching you. So it's like, you know, people who say, "Oh yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ," but yet you see that their life is just, not right. And I used to be that way as well. Still mean and ugly and sad and bitterness. You know, so if you are feeling any of those things, there's no true belief in Jesus Christ or what Christ is. And that is because you don't understand what it means to truly understand, or what it means to truly believe, or you don't understand what Christ really is. Christ is something that is born within you. It is a light, it illuminates, and it gives, provides, it unifies, it heals. It is an element. So imagine it like this in the same context. Growing up, we all believed in Santa Claus, right? We all believed in Santa Claus. We never saw Santa Claus, but we got excited about Santa Claus. But for the most part, children don't start being good until when? Maybe Thanksgiving. That's when they start becoming more conscious of how bad they have been for the entire year and start trying to make up for it. That's how people treat God and Jesus or their religion. All right, well, I'm going to do good here for X amount of time. And then, later on, who cares? They stop thinking about being good. And then that's not a true belief. That's not the true understanding of what Christ really is. If Christ's light isn't changing you to become a more purified individual, imagine yourself before you. What is the most beautiful form of you that you can see before you? You know, if you saw Jesus in front of you, he would be a purified individual. And if you believe in that purified individual, but you are not doing the same works as that purified individual, how can you believe in that individual? That's what consciousness is. An awakened individual is. It's someone that believes in Christ's light and is allowing that Christ's light to move them like pieces on a chess game, to be good, to be kind, to heal, to let go, to understand. We can't just say something. You know, if we are, how many times are we in a conversation and people are talking and talking? You're like, what are they talking about? They're just talking to hear themselves talk. And especially if you are mad, if someone is really mad, the reaction comes out quicker. And that means that that person is not taking the moment to be conscious of themselves. Conscious of how they are feeling, and they begin to overreact. They jump to conclusions and they say things that they don't even know they're saying out of rage. And they attack somebody with their words. And that's why those type of people never apologize, because one, they don't know what they've even said. They don't know what they've even said. Because anger can't remember anything. The ego is going to make you forget it. A conscious individual. That's why, you know, last week when I was going through that, I can't remember now if I said anything mean. I was just me. I just had an attitude all day long, every day, and my words were full of anger. And that wasn't right. That wasn't right at all. But I found myself apologizing, always. I found myself feeling sorry for how I was behaving. I was fully aware that I was not being a good person. I was fully aware that I was in anger, that I was agitated, fully aware of it. But people who are full of ego are not aware of their own thoughts and their own emotions and their own behavior. So the Aquarius full moon, and I guess I'm just rambling on here, is about receiving full knowledge of self. Or, you know, we're not going to receive everything, okay? It's everything that pertains to the level that we're at. Because Leo helps us to receive the soul. And Aquarius is going to bring us that information about that soul. But if the lower Eden has not been purified, and the Holy Mother, and this is something I'm going to hopefully make another video about. There is so much information that I could always make a video about. Always. There is so much knowledge that I have pertaining to it, our growth. So many things I have missed through like Taurus season that I still can be making videos about. But, you know, in our own time, okay? Things will manifest in their own time. Things, you will, it will come out when it's supposed to come out. So there's just so much that I could share, and it's not about me always being there for you guys. I'm not saying this properly today. I don't want you guys to need me. I want you guys to learn on your own. And I just hope that the videos that I do give you guys give you great value in understanding who you are in your journey. And so I was going to say that, you know, it's the divine mom, the divine mother who's going to come to you. And, you know, this is why I know that that voice that spoke to me that told me that I was nearly done. I'm not saying it was an evil voice. I'm not. But there is trickery within even our own consciousness. When we think that we are part of the light or have fully awakened, consciousness or ego can tap into you and just make you believe something fully. And if you are not staying centered in the heart of love and just being humble, okay, I heard that. I appreciate, I didn't become attached to that idea. I detached from it and said, okay, that's good to know. And I'm still going to grow. I'm still going to learn. I'm still going to let go. I'm still going to detach. I'm still going to hurt because this stuff hurts. And I'm still going to love. I'm still going to love. So had I attached myself to that idea, I would probably have stopped my growth right now. And that meant that I would have been the Adam and Eve who ate the fruit. Now, I'm not saying that they made the wrong mistake, but because they learned about who they are. The only thing in the story of Adam and Eve that I haven't seen is that we have to complete the story. We must complete it to where Adam and Eve rise back up to unify, to become, man, this seems, I'm having deja vu here. We have to, it's all in reverse. All in reverse. We have been the fallen ones. We have been Adam and Eve who were separated, who lost touch with each other, who see each other with ill will, naked, you know, full of ego. And we have to purify both male and female aspects of self to merge back within ourselves to become godlike, to be those who know who they are and purify. It's in reverse. It's in reverse. So Adam and Eve, you know, it's not a tragedy. It's given us an opportunity to really know who we are and to become purified again. And merge once again with God, as only Adam, because Adam was first. But I was saying that the Divine Mother is going to, when the doorway is completely open for you, she is going to be the one that gives you a sign that you have been purified. A purified, and I think I might save this for another video because we have, I think, the new moon coming up. Yep, and that is why I was able to have that as a witness. So I won't mention that, and I'll hopefully be able to make another video in pertaining to that. And so in order for you to truly become free from suffering, to the point that your consciousness has been purified or awakened to Christ. You know, we will, you know, continuously, hopefully tap into that Christ-like and true consciousness. But if we are at all having emotions that come up, whether just on their own, like for myself, all last week, it was just there and it was really coming out. It was not because of anything, and it doesn't matter. I want you to understand that even your experiences are going to show you what's still lingering, or you inside can have something that comes out. Okay, so you can project, or somebody else can project, but still, both things simultaneously are about you. Stop blaming other people for how you are feeling and what you're going through. If you are feeling it, thinking it, going through it, it is all about you. And until it is completely gone. You know, so that just, you know, imagine you are going, how long are we going to be living here in this reality? And if it takes us the rest of our life until the moment of our death to have a purified vessel and to receive Christ's consciousness, that's how long it's going to take. So if you are at this moment thinking that tomorrow or next year you are going to receive Christ's consciousness and you are going to be done, I'm asking you to stop thinking that way in that term, because that's the ego talking to you. Now, you have certain people, and I have seen certain people even on my channel commenting, that they are, they explained to me that they are the Jesus of Nazareth, who has been resurrected, and all kinds of this, you know, telling me all kinds of stuff. I've had people talk to me about that. And you have probably seen videos about people who are talking about that, and that they can do some great wonders, that they truly believe that they are actually the Jesus from before here, resurrected. And that is because the ego is still intact. This is not an attack on any individual. Christ awakens within all of us. But we are not the Christ that roamed the earth. Christ is a universal light. It's everywhere and within all things and all people, except it must be awakened. And when it is once awakened, it frees you. So you weren't, you know, a true individual who has awakened a Christ light or to Christ consciousness is one that has no need of expressing it. No need of expressing it. The stories of the Bible is the entire story of every single person's ascension cycle, even Jesus's. The different names within the Bible are the different archetypes that we experience within ourselves. The struggles, the fights, the light and the love, the births, the deaths are all about our own internal transition. And there's no need to showboat that, to make people think that you are great and powerful, or that you are above another individual. Because Christ, reborn within you, is going to make you so humble, so loving, and so caring. And you are going to know that you are no greater than the next person who is going through the same thing that you have already gone through. You're going to show more love and more assistance. And you have to be an individual in your own life that when you are trying to teach somebody, that you teach with love. That you allow somebody else to have an experience without making them feel as if your experience is greater than their experience. And it's really hard, you know, and I caught myself a little bit today having a conversation And I'm thinking in my head at the same time, how is that even possible to, you know, that's when you know your consciousness is awake. You're awakening to something greater than you, because as you're speaking something, you're like, well, wait a minute, is this really, should I really even be saying this? Let me slow down, stop talking, and just let this kind of be, you know? The greatest lessons we can give people is the lesson of learning something on your own and by being there for somebody, supporting somebody, making somebody feel as if, you know, if they feel overwhelmed, you are there for them. If they feel angered, you know, like for myself last week, it was really nice to have my husband just being there supporting me. You know, he could have exasperated it by yelling back at me or whatever it was, but he was loving. And then that's how I have to be when he's going through some things as well. And then we can have a discussion later on, you know, whatever it is. But pointing the finger, blaming other people, it does no good. And it only exasperates the issue, makes it worse. And you don't learn anything from it. Creates lots of bitterness, resentment. And I know for myself, there was probably some time last week that because of how I was feeling, I was on the verge of making the wrong decision. Because of how I was feeling and what I was thinking, I almost acted hastily and did something that could have really, really changed my life for the worse. Not because I still wouldn't have been doing something good for somebody else, but for the lifestyle that is around me, like my family here, it could have gone sour. That's what happens when we aren't truly awakened to our own experiences. Because we are angry, upset, depressed, whatever, we can act out. And in that acting out, we're not thinking correctly. Therefore, we end up making a decision out of pain. I think I mentioned it in a couple of videos past about my breast reduction that I had. I made this, had I been in the right frame of mind, you know, although the doctors convinced me, I had a few doctors, you know, pushing, hey, you need to go ahead and get this breast reduction because it is going to save you from so much pain that you are experiencing right now. And this was after my auto accident. So I was already beginning the phase of getting into a deep depression already after my auto accident because I was living in chronic pain. And then taking pills and then getting bad advice from doctors whom I trusted. Therefore, I felt betrayed. But then I had a miscarriage. So I had been denied a couple of times for my insurance, through my insurance to cover my breast reduction. Okay, fine. I didn't know that the office was still pushing and sending it through to see. But after my miscarriage, I was depressed. I remember I was laying in bed, and I think it was the day after my miscarriage, but I got a call from the surgeon. Hey, we got it approved. Can you come on in and do this? And it was in October. Now, October, the month of October, has always been a hard time for me since I got married. Almost every October, there was something terrible that happened. And that's when I went and I did the surgery. I made a mistake out of pain. How many times have you put yourself in a bad position because you weren't feeling yourself? You were upset, you were sad. And then in doing that, what you did made everything worse. So even after, my reduction has made me mentally feel ugly, like a monster. Because now I have these scars. And when my marriage was terrible, I was like, I'm only staying with my husband because who's ever going to fall in love with me because of these scars? All kinds of terrible things. I'm ugly. Who's going to love me? I'm unlovable. I felt unworthy. But, I have learned a great lesson in even having that reduction. But I made a mistake, and that's the point of me explaining this to you guys again in this video, is that when we are not mentally stable, not emotionally stable, and definitely spiritually detached, we make wrong mistakes. I'm grateful for those mistakes in my past because they have taught me a whole lot about myself today. I would not have been able to speak about my surgery a few years ago because I felt shame in it, but I am speaking about it now. And so I guess I have allowed this video to go over an hour. Wow. And I know there might not be lots of, I don't know what information you're receiving from this, what knowledge, but a lot of our psyche is being challenged now and will continue to do so. Because even though we are, the end of the Lionsgate portal is today and the full moon is already lingering outward, it doesn't mean that we aren't going to feel these effects. It's going to help us transition even further into our expansion, hopefully, challenging us at a higher rate. You could be experiencing lots of headaches right now, even lower back discomfort, hips. I have become more flexible. I have been working on my flexibility for a couple of weeks here. It's something that I know that I feel, there's this needs to be done. You can be experiencing definitely blurred vision. And I hope to really make another video in references to what really takes place within the brain when our consciousness is awakening and becoming. Of course, tiredness, brain fog, and the emotions. All types of emotions can be coming up during this time frame and have been already. Stomach issues, solar plexus, especially maybe, you might be having like bowel issues, nausea, even vomiting, all kinds of things can really be going on, because our psyche is being challenged here, challenged and becoming, okay? When we receive one, the other must be decreased. What is it that Jesus said? It is from John 3:30, and it says, "He must increase, I must decrease. He must increase, I must decrease." That's explaining how the ego is supposed to be eliminated, annihilated. And Christ consciousness must take form. There's a secret to Aquarius. And that is emotional restraint and self-control. Do you see, this is really, really even hitting me today as I'm making this video for myself for last week. I could have done better. I know I could have done better last week. But I know I also did good. I did my best, okay? I was self-aware that I was going through some agitation, anger, bitterness, judgment, whatever I was going through. But had I not been aware of it, I could have really fed into that. And I would have lacked emotional restraint and self-control. I could have really been abusive in all situations. I'm not going to beat myself up because I know I apologized. I told everybody, hey, I'm going through this. I apologized to my granddaughter. I told my mom, my husband, but the 14th, number 14, excuse me, and the card of Temperance deals with the Divine Mother. And the secret to it is in the 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it is Nun. And it deals with the fish. Fish. The fish is the only thing that the fish swims in the water. And of course signifies Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Now, the air and water combined. So the air and water of the psyche, of the mind here, are able to travel up. So Jesus is able, again, to walk on the water only because he has control over himself. He has restraint over the emotions. Now, if you know anything about the 14th Arcanum or tarot card or anything, even in Aquarius, but yet in most of the images of Aquarius, it shows an image of sometimes a male, sometimes a female, who has an urn of one water that fills into another water jug or another vessel, one vessel of water to the other vessel of water. Now, if you can see this, imagining this in pure light, it's signifying the mother who is giving water from above to water below. The waters from heaven and the waters of earth are both being filled from one vessel to another vessel, the water of life. The same type of water of life that when Christ spoke at the well, if you were to drink of my well, you will never go thirsty. And that's what this is all about right here. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy at all. Filling your cup. So the full moon in Aquarius, it's the same thing as when Christ has spoken, but you must be born of water and spirit. Water of Aquarius and air of Aquarius in the sign of Leo, is the, we are within the rebirth. Okay. That those who are born of the flesh will stay of the flesh. Those are born of the ego will always live within ego. Until you have conscious awareness that you are living within ego, can you awaken to spirit? And I am going to definitely leave it at this. And hopefully I'll continue on in another video or talk about something else. I don't know. I'm going to allow things to just come about. I do have a little more free time this week as my granddaughter is on vacation with my son. My son and family are on vacation this coming week here. So, of course, I don't know what life has here for me. And I'm going to, I'm not going to plan on making more videos, but I know that I am going to be a little bit more free here. And if life allows it, then of course I will make more videos here this coming week. But we'll see. So I hope this video has been beneficial for you all, beneficial for you all, and that your experience through a Lionsgate portal is beneficial. Your full moon experience has been beneficial. Please be aware that we are going through this emotionally. Therefore, our experiences will also reflect that for some time now. It's not over just because the portal has ended or the full moon has ended. We will transition on as long as our lessons are there for us to learn. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.